Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, you're listening to Kai Biz here on Kai 959, and we're shifting gears now to build up on our conversation around vehicle ownership. Earlier this evening, you heard us reflecting on WesBank and key themes that stood out for them in this financial year, together with key cases and accusations that were made against them. I must update you, we will get a right of reply from Mr. Emerald van Schalkwyk at 10 minutes to 8 o'clock to get feedback and true to journalistic intent, ensure that we do offer a right of reply to the concerns that were raised earlier. But keeping with the theme around vehicles for the moment, Emerald van Sale, I beg your pardon, Emerald van Sale, that's the guest who will be joining us at 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. But now, keeping with vehicles, one thing for sure is that when you buy a car, it's not just the cost of the vehicle itself. Sometimes you throw in additional extras. Then there's the maintenance of it, right? Making sure it's got fuel to get you through and moving across the road. But one of the most important aspects that at times we as South Africans don't do well on is insurance. And this is a critical play in terms of making sure that we manage the disconnect between vehicle ownership and insurance in South Africa. Someone who knows all about this is Schalk Fischer, insurance vertical sales leader at TransUnion. Schalk, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gern. Nice to be on the show and with you and your listeners this evening.
It's exciting to speak to you. I know we've got so much to deep dive into, Schalk, and maybe let's start there. When we as South Africans purchase vehicles, which we know we love, and at times does come as a need, given the lack of adequate public transportation in the country, we get very excited about, you know, the shiny wheels, the fresh car smell, the leather seats, and all the additional features that we have. And at times, we fall short on prioritizing insurance for the vehicle. Help us understand the disconnect between vehicle ownership and insurance that exists in the country.
That's quite a mouthful as a question, and I think the answer is almost as complicated as that. I think the main thing is that, as you said, people need to travel, and because they've got to travel, they when possible they go for a car and they buy a vehicle. And it's the total ownership or the total cost of having a vehicle that's really the important portion, right? So if we look at some of the statistics, the majority of people that go and buy new vehicles, in some of the surveys that we've done, indicates almost 70% of consumers that when they apply for financing, do so over the maximum term of 72 months, and they take the maximum residual on the payment of the vehicle. And obviously, this is all done to minimize your monthly payment. What then happens is that if you're already maximizing your affordability in purchasing the vehicle, then when it comes to looking at your budget, you then start looking at other areas to shave off, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that South Africans tend to look at that, especially car owners, is around insurance. And they don't see insurance as a mandatory or a must have. If you put it in context, almost only 30 to 40% of all vehicles on the road are actually fully insured, which means that, you know, 60 to 70% are not insured. And that's where the disconnect comes, is I need a car, so I buy the car. I like the emotional portion of buying the car and owning it with all the bells and whistles, but I don't factor in the cost of insurance. And that, of course, is until it's too late. And I think that's the disconnect. The main disconnect sits with insurance is seen as an optional extra instead of being seen as a mandatory must-have. Because fundamentally, when your car's in an accident, whether it is your fault or not, there is a very, very high likelihood, 60 to 70%, that the person that you drove into or the person that drove into you does not have insurance, which means that if you do not have insurance, effectively you now sit without either a car that is working, so you need to replace it, or you need to fix it, in which case, again, you don't have access to the vehicle. And in those times, people start, you know, it's a little bit of buyer's remorse. When it's too late, it's too late. Because if you don't have insurance, you no longer have a car. And if the vehicle is still under payment, you still have to pay it back to the bank. Now, all of a sudden, you're paying the bank for a car you don't have, and you can't replace the vehicle. And that puts you in a worse position.
I think this is so important. And the figure you mentioned there, 60 to 70% of vehicles on the road don't have insurance. Did I understand you correctly?
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's only 30 to 40% of all vehicles are insured.
Oh, Scott, that's a scary number, right? And I think, as you mentioned, it comes at a significant cost because whilst you might be able to navigate quite literally, and pun intended, on a day-to-day basis, but worst case scenario, should an accident happen, there's a significant cost here to being under or uninsured. And maybe, you know, talk us through that. Not only do you run the risk of actually losing the vehicle, but then the additional burden of having to fix it, and that also coming at a cost.
Yes, the reality is you need to really sit down as an individual that's if you have a vehicle, right, and you're sitting there listening to this show tonight and you're asking yourself, oh, I thought that insurance wasn't that important. I think that people need to start asking the question around what is the total value of the car to me? So is it about getting to work and back? So if I don't have a vehicle, how do I get to work? If the vehicle is in an accident and I can't drive it for 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks, how am I going to get to work? How do I manage the cost of doing that? And so I think people need to really start taking advantage of the incredibly sophisticated insurance industry that we have in South Africa. The short-term insurance industry in South Africa, we are actually, in fact, very blessed by the sophistication. TransUnion works in multiple countries throughout the world, and the South African short-term insurance industry is actually one of the leading industries if you compare it to some of the offerings that we have worldwide. And part of it is because it's such a competitive environment. So we're blessed by the fact that there's huge competition. And because of competition, everyone is looking for the edge to find their segment of the market they can service. And in doing so, as South Africans, again, I say we are blessed by the amount of options and variety that we have. So one, we can go look at multiple insurers, and they all have a different market segment that they're looking after. So if you're young and you're looking for a specific offering, there are insurers that are targeting especially you. Mm-hmm. If you're an older person and you're more risk averse and you like to work through your broker and you don't want to go directly onto the websites, there are insurers that work specifically through brokers and have a very targeted approach to every segment. And so all of a sudden, if you start shopping around and you start looking for what you can afford, but you don't make insurance an optional extra, you make it a must have, but then you can go find the insurance option that works best for you. Mm-hmm. So whether that is, I have some cash flow and so I want to mitigate my total risk, I can change the amount. Many insurers have the option of changing your excess amount that you pay, right? Mm-hmm. So you can then increase your excess and say, well, if I'm going to be in an accident, the first 5,000 or 10,000 rand I will cover, which means I know that I'm limiting my risk to 5,000-10,000 rand. Yes. And therefore, by increasing my initial payment myself, it reduces the risk for the insurer, and therefore your premiums are adjusted accordingly. What we're finding, another option, sorry, and I mean, I can go talk about these for a long time because there's so many beautiful ways. I mean, if you have more than one car in South Africa during COVID, the South African insurers were so quick to jump onto the view that we're all sitting with cars that are sitting in the garage and not driving that much. So there's lots of options out there of, if I'm not driving my second vehicle that often, or even my first vehicle, if I live at home or I work at home and I'm not driving that often, there are many insurers that offer you options of low kilometers, which will reduce your monthly premium. Or in fact, you can suspend your insurance for the period, or portions of your insurance for the period that you're not driving. So if you're going away for the holidays and you have 30 days of your car sitting in the garage, there are insurers that will actually reduce your premium for Christmas. Mm. Then you have the younger people, or even people that are have trust in their own abilities with regards to driving, and they know that they are good drivers and they are careful drivers. And then there's lots of options with various insurers around telematics or apps on the insurance. Yes. Insurance vehicle that will then monitor how you drive and give you benefits for driving well.
Exactly.
And so there's so many options that as soon as you start saying, I have to have insurance, but I need to have the best insurance at an affordable rate, that's the good place to start.
100%. I'm so excited, Skalk, and I appreciate that you've given us so much detail, right? Because as you've alluded to, there's so many options that are available in South Africa, and it's really just for us to use them and to flex our options effectively. Are we doing that, though? And maybe, you know, if you can lead us through the journey that we have from purchasing a vehicle right down to, you know, the financial strain and perhaps creating a bespoke approach to insurance for the vehicle as we use it, because it seems as though that's where the shift typically happens.
Yeah, I think. Look, I mean, fundamentally, we're all in our own bubble and our own environment of affordability, right? So, when you start looking at buying a vehicle, I remember buying my first car or buying my first brand new car, and there's this excitement of going to the showroom and seeing and feeling and what are they, you know, there's this spray that gives you that new car smell. And so it's all emotive, right? But you need to plan around your financial discussions or your financial flexibility when looking at buying a vehicle, so that the total budget includes not just the vehicle, but the maintenance portions, and then obviously the insurance portions. So I think when you start looking at affordability of buying a car, if you start getting to the point where you realize, well, I'm actually, this car, I'm maximizing the term over which I'm taking it. I'm maximizing the residual that I'm going to have to pay at the end of the 5-6 year period. You know, there's a 30-40% balloon payment at the end. If you start thinking like that, then perhaps this vehicle is not the vehicle that you can afford, and you need to start looking at taking less extras or changing the vehicle that you're looking at to take into consideration the full cost, which includes insurance. And so you should be looking at that total cost beforehand, not get swayed by the emotional swell that you get there when you see the extra rims and the extra camera or the sunroof and the leather seats. Yes. So I think that's the first part, right? Plan up front what you can afford. And when you look at the kinds of vehicles that you're wanting to buy, build the monthly insurance premium into your payment process. That's got to be the main view. And then once you're there, it's worthwhile then shopping around and making sure that the insurer that you eventually add up with, whether that is either direct or going through a broker or someone that you trust with referrals, you know, that you do your shopping, your homework well. I think that in many cases, people, because they see insurance as an optional extra, they then start seeing it as a quick last minute thing that you do. So that's the one portion. I would really advise people to plan up front and do your homework. There's significant value and savings for you in that. And I'll give you a statistic from the research that the TransUnion's done, is that over 41% of the respondents in some of the survey that we did indicated that over the last 12 months they actually did go and look and shop around for insurance and look for insurance that is right for them, or adjust the way that they're looking at insurance. And in doing that, it's a very interesting statistic, is that 45% of people stayed with the insurer that they are at. So there's a big loyalty factor. And I think that value in itself, or that percentage in itself, shows that South African insurers are very much driven to develop value for their customers. Mm-hmm. The other side of the coin is, over time in South Africa, we've become exceptionally good at doing risk-based assessments. And TransUnion helps and works within the industry in doing that quite effectively. And in doing so, we're able to reduce premiums for people that effectively look after the way they drive and look after their risk overall, right? And so because insurers are so competitive in finding their segments, 55% of people that actually did go and look at insurance differently or shopped around after changes in the environment, change of house, change of car, change of driver, and keeping that honest conversation with the insurer alive, that's actually led to 55% of people that shopped around that found a better deal and moved moved insurers, not so much because, you know, one insurer was bad or not. It's just that they found a niche in the insurers that specifically was good for them.
Gotcha.
Now, that, of course, is by far the better portion of the view is the guys that look around and save money. The big portion that's really bad is the people who run into financial distress and then cancel the insurance without looking around and making sure that it stays mandatory.
Got you. And I think this is so important. Are there aspects as well we need to be mindful of as we wrap up, Skalk, as to how our behavior around insurance, insurance cover, changing options and renegotiations, does this impact our credit scores and ratings at all as individuals?
The credit score per se doesn't change your insurance. I mean, over time, it's how you drive and how you claim and what type of vehicle or what risks there are. So I think the main issue is you have to be absolutely forthright and honest with your insurer. There's absolutely no worse thing in the world than having gotten insurance, paid the premiums, but if you were not honest up front with what your risks are, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you realize, well, I'm claiming, but actually I wasn't the main driver. The main driver was someone else that had much higher risk premiums, right? So it is absolutely fundamentally important that you are forthright and honest with your insurer when you're doing your application. Give as much information as you possibly can. And in most cases, all of those risk changes are to your advantage, right? So if you know, insurers will ask you lots of questions around where do you park your car? Is your car safe? Does it have a security device? Mm-hmm. All of those things are there to help you to say, well, the more secure you are, the better driver you are, the better you manage your risks, well, that will lead to lower premiums for you because after all, this is competitive
yes.
environment.
Definitely. We'll have to leave it there for tonight, Skalk, but such a pleasure speaking to you and appreciate the depth of the insight that you've been able to share with us tonight. It's really given us a lot more perspective.
Thank you for the opportunity. We're going to enjoy your evening.
Thank you. That's Skalk Fischer, who is Insurance Vertical Sales Leader at TransUnion, helping us unpack the key aspects we need to be mindful of in terms of the latest research regarding the disconnect between vehicle ownership and insurance. Make sure you're covered. Make sure you evaluate the various options that are available. As Skalk mentioned, the truth is we're spoiled for choice as South Africans, even seeing a reduction in terms of insurance premiums or payments, depending on your behavior regarding your vehicle. If you're parked for the next month, then disclose that to your insurance provider, as long as fundamentally you make sure that all of your disclosures are fully factual, honest and clear. That's where you can actually leverage in having a significant partnership with your insurance provider. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz. Do stay with us. When we come back from the break, we will speak to Mr. Emerald Funsale, offering him a right of reply following our conversation with Westbank earlier this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.